Chapter 2. Geppetto Plans a Wonderful Puppet. At that moment, someone knocked at the door.
"Come in,"
said the carpenter, without having the strength to rise to his feet. A lively little old man immediately walked into the shop. His name was Geppetto, but when the boys in the neighborhood wished to put him in a passion, they called him by the nickname of Polendina, because his yellow wig greatly resembled a pudding made of Indian corn. Geppetto was very fiery. Woe to him who called him Polendina. He became furious, and there was no holding him.
"Good day, Master Antonio," said Geppetto. "What are you doing there on the floor?"
"I'm teaching the alphabet to the ants."
"Ha! Much good may that do you."
"What has brought you to me, neighbor Geppetto?"
"My legs. But to say the truth, Master Antonio, I am come to ask a favor of you."
"Here I am ready to serve you," replied the carpenter, getting on his knees.
"This morning, an idea came into my head."
"Let's hear it."
"I thought I would make a beautiful wooden puppet that should know how to dance, to fence, and to leap like an acrobat. With this puppet, I would travel about the world to earn a piece of bread and a glass of wine. What do you think?"
"Bravo, Polendina!" exclaimed the same little voice, and it was impossible to say where it came from. Hearing himself called Polendina, Geppetto became as red as a turkey cock from rage, and turning to the carpenter, he said in a fury,
"Why do you insult me?"
"Who insults you?"
"You called me Polendina."
"It was not I."
"Would you have it, then, that it was I? It was you, I say."
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
And becoming more and more angry, from words they came to blows, and flying at each other they bit and fought and scratched manfully. When the fight was over, Master Antonio was in possession of Geppetto's yellow wig, and Geppetto discovered that the grey wig belonging to the carpenter had remained between his teeth.
"Give me back my wig," screamed Master Antonio, "and you return me mine and let us make friends."
The two old men, having each recovered his own wig, shook hands and swore that they would remain friends to the end of their lives.
"Well then, neighbor Geppetto."